Hey, what's up, people? Welcome back to another beautiful Eat More Veggies podcast. All right, it's a beautiful day in Atlanta. It's about 50 degrees or so outside. All right, the sun is out. It feels like spring already, you know, but obviously it's not because we're still, you know, we're just starting January, but nevertheless, it feels amazing. So I wanted to share this beautiful, tasty podcast with you today. All right, I just did this on my live stream. And I spoke to one of my amazing listeners, Haley, and she said this is a must-have recipe for our podcast. So here we are. Let's get into it, all right? So first, we're going to go over the ingredients, and then we're going to go over the preparations. Now, if you're not familiar with sea moss, look up Irish sea moss, look up Jamaican sea moss, look up Caribbean sea moss drink. Like, it's a thing, and it's amazing. It's delicious. It's good for you. We drink it all the time in the Caribbean, in South America. Like, it's one of those recipes that once you have it, you're gonna see. And the benefits and the properties of using sea moss is out of this world. I mean, there are over 90 nutrients, I believe, that comes from seaweed. So it's, you know, and this particular sea moss. So you wanna make sure that you check that out and use it to your benefit, all right? But enough of that. Let's jump into this yummy recipe. So what you're gonna need are as follows: 3 ounces of Irish sea moss, all right, or regular sea moss. Make sure you get quality sea moss and don't just buy from anywhere. Make sure that the company that you're getting it from, you can track their records. You can make sure that they're sourcing this ethically and it's not being farm raised and they're not taking any shortcuts, all right? Because there's a lot of companies out there that give you fake sea moss that is just not with the same kind of health benefits, all right? So be very careful with that, okay? Now, you're gonna need about 6 cups of lukewarm water, all right, to soak your sea moss in, all right? And that we're gonna do overnight, okay? But we'll get more into that later. Next ingredient is about 1 tablespoon of flax seeds. I like adding flax seeds to this recipe because it fortifies the omegas that we're getting. And, you know, being plant-based, we need to take every opportunity that we have to impart nutritional value to our food. So hence the flax seeds here, all right? And it also adds with the gelling, so it's perfect. 2 cups of your favorite plant-based milk, all right? My suggestions would be oat milk, almond, or coconut milk, okay? Then I also like to have some coconut condensed milk on hand. This is optional for taste. All right, so you can add a little bit, as much as you want, to kind of offset the sweetness with the next ingredient, which is the sweetener or dates. I like using dates for this recipe. It adds a little bit of texture, you know, you get to get another level of flavor, and dates are much better for you than sugar. All right, so I would go with dates. If you don't have dates, then you can go with about 1/4 cup of your favorite sweetener. And that can be coconut nectar, maple syrup, or agave, all right? Then next up, we're gonna use about 1/8 teaspoon of nutmeg. If you have whole fresh nutmeg, even better, because that's what I did with my recipe. I grated the nutmeg to make this dish. And then, of course, 1/4 teaspoon of cinnamon, right? You wanna get really nice, fresh cinnamon. And then about a teaspoon to 2 of vanilla. I love vanilla in here. And if you can get your hands on vanilla beans, even better, all right? And then of course, last but not least, we're gonna use our sweet finish, which is available on knifeandspoon.com, to really drive the flavors of this drink home, all right? And that's gonna be for our garnish. Now, let's go over the preparations for this, okay? And I'm telling you, just by listening to the flavors that I just said, you should already be salivating, because these flavors, the combination is just something that is super delicious. All right, let's go into the steps. Number one, you want to place your sea moss in a colander, right? And you want to wash it thoroughly, right? Depending on the company you get it from, it might be very sandy, it might be wet and not thoroughly cleaned. All right, your sea moss should come nice and dry. All right, the wet, damp stuff I really don't like. So I like getting the really nice dry ones, okay? And you wanna make sure that you use your hands to thoroughly wash any debris, you know, excess salt that might be on the sea moss, you know, and you want to do this several times so it's nice and clean and there's like no grit left, all right? Because remember, this is coming from the sand. This is coming from the ocean. So it's gonna be salty, it's gonna be sandy, all right? So this is where you do your due diligence. Otherwise, you're gonna be drinking sandy smoothie, all right? And I know you don't want that, all right? Number three, place the sea moss and the flax seeds in a large bowl, add the lukewarm water, all right? And leave to soak overnight. All right, it's gonna expand, it's gonna stretch, and it's gonna do its thing. So I would get some kind of deep bowl, so this way the water can really submerge, you know, and cover up the sea moss so it can bloom beautifully. All right, you can leave it on your counter if your home is cool. If your home gets really hot, then I would put it in the refrigerator. All right, so next day, all right, it's been soaked, it's fully bloomed, it's looking beautiful, the color has lightened, it has changed. It looks really nice. It looks like you actually just stuck your hand in the ocean and pulled out some seaweed. Because when you bloom it, that's what it looks like, right? Now you're gonna use a colander again to pour and drain off the excess water that you used to soak your sea moss. Once you have that draining, you're gonna place your sea moss into a blender and you're gonna puree it into a gel. The sea moss should be gelatinous in texture, okay? You may need to add some water just to get the blender going. And that's totally fine. You want to create a gel. You don't want it to be very watery or loose. All right, you want your gel to be nice and thick. So add just enough water to get it blended. And if your blender is not moving, then add a little bit more water. But don't add a whole bunch of water to blend it. It's not necessary. We don't want to dilute the actual sea moss. All right, so number six, you're going to scoop out your gel, transfer that to a nice jar that you can refrigerate, okay? Now for the actual drink. We're gonna take about 4 tablespoons to 1/3 cup of the sea moss gel, and we're gonna add that to our high-speed blender with all of the other ingredients except for the sweet finish. So you're gonna add the milk, vanilla, spices, dates. You're gonna blend that up on high, all right, for a good minute or two so it's nice and smooth. And you can add some ice to this if you want to drink it cold. You can also drink it hot if you like. Room temperature, just warm it up a little bit, you know, but these are just some of the things you can do with your sea moss drink. But nice and chill on a hot summer day, it's a beautiful drink, all right? Pour it into your glass, take your sweet finish and just sprinkle it on the top so you have a nice line of spices on top of your drink, and then enjoy, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. Really easy, really simple. The gel itself will last in your refrigerator for about a week or so. All right, so don't make too much of it, okay? I want to thank you so much for checking out this podcast. I want to remind you to click on the follow button if you haven't already. Click on the subscribe button if you haven't already. All right, turn on your notifications and come back and listen to another delicious recipe right here on the Eat More Veggies podcast. All right, this is Chef Ed, your host. All right, and I'm reminding you that if you need spices, then definitely check out our link, knifeandspoon.com. We have amazing spices available for you there to cook all sorts of amazing dishes, all right? We take the guesswork out of cooking for you, so you just come and you bring your seasonings and you're good to go. With that, I'm out of here. Until next time, be safe, be healthy, remember to eat your veggies and live well.